Hey, what's going on out there? Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Respect My Mind. I'm a part of the Southern Frame of Mind Collective with Elijah Ivory. And this episode is going to be about how people fling the word around bitterness. Like when you usually see in the YouTube comments or podcast comments or blog comments, somebody will be getting over something. Or they'll talk about their past transgressions or their past what happened to them, their past hurts, and somebody will be like, "Oh, you're bitter. You're just bitter." Well, they're reliving a point in time in their life where they're bringing back up a pain. You don't know if they've gotten over it or not. People just like to fling that around and shame people. They like to fling that around as an insult. "Oh, you're bitter." And the people that usually end up shouting that, those are the ones that usually are bitter about something. Those are the truly bitter ones. They're just trying to project and deflect that onto other people. And it's like, if you relive something, you're traumatized by it. So you're automatically going to have a propensity to go back to that time. It's like, "Oh shit, I want to forget about this." But they don't know. They're not in that person's mind. They don't know if that person got over that or not. But they're flinging and hurling around an insult. But I have a definition from Psychology Today about bitterness. And PhD Stephen Diamond defines bitterness as a chronic and pervasive state of smoldering resentment. And I mean, you know, anytime somebody brings up something in the past, of course, they're going to relive that time. Especially when you see, and this is in the effect of like podcast and blogs and YouTube comments and Facebook comments. Like people will hurl that insult on social media also. It's like, okay, well, it's not bitter. It's just, you know, and I think it's like a therapeutic thing to where people can talk about something in the past and get it out, but don't let it control them. Bitterness is when you let something control you. And that other person hurling that insult doesn't know if it's controlling the other person or not. They're not in that person's life. They're just online and they're just hurling insults. And I was reading on goodtherapy.org. Anger can be a good mood sometimes. It says 16 ways anger is a positive. But I just took a few out of the list because I don't want to go over the whole list. One is anger's discharge is calming. And what I took from that is like once you release and once you vent, you can come down from it. You can come down from, don't let the sun go down in a wrath, like as the Bible says, you know, you take stuff from stuff like that. And the second one is anger provides a sense of control. Well, some people think the opposite. They would think juxtapose that like anger is like you're out of control. And well, anger gives you a certain focus, I believe. It gives you a certain, like I was saying, like a certain type of power, I guess you could say. But you can use it as a positive. Anything can be a positive or a negative. And it's just the way you channel it. Another one says, anger energizes us. It energizes, it's a form of motivation. I mean, you know, you can use that anger as like, it always seemed like Kobe was always angry. But I use Kobe Bryant as the Mamba mentality as an example of how anger can fuel you. Just like Michael Jordan, how Michael Jordan got cut from his basketball team and that anger fueled him into something so great. And this is the one I especially picked out. Even got the passage to this. It says, anger covers painful feelings, similar to Sigmund Freud's defense mechanisms that exist to protect the personality from an unbearable anxiety when the ego is under attack. Anger serves this critical psychological function. Anger is a raw, superficial emotion that prevents, defends and blocks you from feeling even more painful emotions. Feeling anger enhances emotional intelligence. Well, that's a mouthful saying. It's basically saying like I say myself, like it's a defense mechanism when I'm a certain way, and people take it as bitterness, but it's just my way of saying, well, I won't be hurt again. But people, they think it's coming across as bitterness. It's a big difference. It's like, well, you don't want to feel that hurt and that pain. And so many people are traumatized, but they don't like to embrace their traumatization. A lot of people think they're so tough. They think they're so strong. They think they're so mentally tough that, oh, well, I don't feel anything. You're just bitter about everything. And I'm so strong. People are fucking human. People, they go through shit every day. But this whole fake tough bravado bullshit that people try to pull off, like they're so tough, it makes me sick. It makes me sick with people. Like, I'm not saying I'm not a people person, but it's like, it's just the human psyche is just, people are all over the fucking place, man. They're just, I don't know. People are just not well and they don't admit it. People don't admit a lot of things to themselves. People have went through past hurts and past traumatizations. I bet if everyone went through a fucking therapist, they find something mentally wrong with them. Everybody has something mentally wrong with them. Some just more than others. Some just more outright than others. Everybody experienced the trauma, but it's the way you deal with it. But then you hurling insults at people. That's the way just to trigger people, I believe. People, they try to trigger people and bait people into getting angry. See, you're angry. Like, no, it's just you baited me. I went back into a time. I'm making an example on a real live comment board. And then now you're trying to pick a fight. You're trying to pick something to say this person is. People like are antagonists, though. Some people just, they're just antagonists. They love to antagonize people. It's crazy to me. It's a person you don't even know. Why would you want to antagonize somebody you don't even know? Especially on these public media, social media sites. It's weird to me. Social media, I believe, is a downfall of a lot of things. It's just people are picking fights with motherfuckers they don't know. They're shaming people they don't know. They, like, let it be, man. Like, if a person needs to get something out, let them get it out. Why are you shaming that person for getting something out that they lived in the past, but they're just, you bringing up a subject now and they felt they needed to comment on it. Maybe it might help another person out because they might have went through the same thing. A person out there might have went through the same thing. It's crazy how people just, they think they're so, they're untouchable. Like they're Iron Man, like their mentality is iron. It's bullshit. People like to mask this fake toughness about themselves. You know what I'm saying? Until they come off and get angry. It's like, okay, well, you're expressing your anger now. What is it with you? You know what I'm saying? And it's the thing that bothers me about, I don't know, it's just some people out there, they believe that they can just get away with any action so far as like any action, like, and things are like just double standards. And they feel like they can get away with any action. Oh, I can do this, but it's not all right for you to do this. Like, it's crazy to me how people think today. And it's a lot of that going around. A lot of that. Yeah. But it's a difference between anger and being bitter. And I believe anger can help you out. But people should stop using that as a shaming language and to call somebody out and saying someone's bitter. People love to use that, but it's really that person, they're masking their bitterness and projecting it onto you. Yeah, it's crazy, man. I'm going off on another tangent, but it's just, I just don't know about society now. Like, I used to be a people person a long time ago. I used to be a people person a while ago. It's social media has shined a light and has shown how people really are, what people are really thinking. It shows what people really think about other people. People like to have this, it's just a perception now that go on today about tolerance of other sexualities, about genders, about races, and everybody want to be this euphoric utopia of happiness, but it's bullshit. It's all bullshit. You can't pretend to like somebody or pretend to like an ideology or an ideal, and it's that's not being authentic. That's being disingenuous. It's fucking, it's crazy, man. People are just so fake with shit nowadays. And that's why you have the problems you have. That's why people lash out the way that they do. Because if you really say how you feel, you're being labeled as a homophobe, a misogynist, a racist, or any other ist. And it's like, well, you know, that's not the case. That's how a person really feels. Then let them feel that way. It shouldn't affect you how another person feels. But I mean, it is what it is, you know. I live and let live. I'm more like a libertarian, man. I live and let live. You do what you need to do to get by. But that's all I had to say about the bitterness thing, man. Tune in to another Respect My Mind.